Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's the Wembley show. It's come round quick, hasn't it? It's happening in a few days, lads. I'll quickly go through the running order. You know, one of our other guests has arrived and we're going to get him on early. But of course, we've had the commentary confirmed. We'll be talking about that very shortly. Very, very proud that we've got that. We can do it live from Wembley. Then we're going to be joined by our first guest, Pete Graves, very, very shortly. Then we've got Josh from Patrick. We'll be talking to him, obviously, about the new shirts and everything that's been good on social media. It's been fantastic. And then we've got young Luke, the Halifax fan, who, if you haven't seen him before, he's a star of the future. I think Pete will have to watch out for his job in years to come. He's a hell of a young man doing great things online. And, of course, we've got the Patrick competition as well. So hashtag Patrick in the chat if you'd like to win some Patrick merch. We've got a T-shirt and a jacket to give away. So, lads, quickly I'll ask you, how are you feeling at the minute ahead of Wembley?
Hello, Mickey.
David. Me.
I'm buzzing. I mean, I get off this island tomorrow. I've got my new shirt waiting for us. I've got my train ticket there. I've got the Wembley ticket. I just can't wait. I'm just buzzing. Come on.
I'm going to my friends in Nantwich on Friday and Saturday, driving back on the train on Sunday. And I'm not joking when I say it. Me, Trina, Beth, Tony and Jay are just all as excited as each other. We cannot wait. Absolutely cannot wait.
Wow, fantastic. I've just been told that the chat is disabled again on YouTube. I'll quickly rectify that. What a pain. But what we'll quickly do is we'll quickly play an advert from our sponsors. And when we come back, we'll get straight into the chat with our first guest, Pete Graves. So say thank you, Northern Print Solutions. Well, hello there, Pete. Say thank you for joining us on the Heat Army podcast.
He can't hear us.
Can he hear us? Has he froze?
Hi, good evening. Evening. Good evening, everyone. I hope my Wi-Fi is okay. It's a little bit stuttery. Can you hear me? Yeah. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. We can hear. It's a little bit delayed, but we'll punch through with it. Pete, welcome to the show. It's been a hell of a time for Tyneside at the moment. Of course, Newcastle got there to Wembley, unfortunately fell short. But, you know, in sharp contrast, Gateshead have got there as well, and obviously the showpiece final for non-league football. You know, it's been a case of the haves and the have-nots on either side of Tyneside, but have them both get to Wembley this year has been absolutely amazing, hasn't it?
Yeah, again, guys, my Wi-Fi is really ropey. I'm so sorry. So hopefully you can hear what I'm saying okay, and it comes across really well. But, yeah, look, it's been fantastic to see Gateshead do so well this season. It's been a great season for North East football, I think, hasn't it, in general, with Newcastle doing so well in the Premier League, Middlesbrough and Sunderland getting in the Championship playoffs, and now the Heat going to Wembley, which is absolutely brilliant. I did an event recently with Rob Elliott, who spoke about the club and how much he's enjoyed being there. And I think seeing the likes of him and Mike Williamson do so well, and Adam Cowley goals in well. So it's brilliant. I'm just sorry I haven't been to a game this season, but, you know, I can't go either. But I've got a feeling that next season's going to be really good for Gateshead.
I certainly hope so. We can hear you loud and clear. There's just a slight delay, but it's nothing, not an issue. But as I say, obviously you work with Sky Sports News. You're a North East lad, and you do a lot of the transfer deadline stuff now. Were you working at Sky News or even working that day when there was the rumour of Saul Campbell possibly coming to Gateshead that went viral, and it even made it onto Sky Sports News?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I think I know Saul really well, actually. And actually, I think sometimes he gets a bit of a bad press because he's a very, very intelligent man and he's a brilliant football man. He was a fantastic footballer, by the way. And he looks at the game very differently to a lot of managers. He's very forward thinking. He's the kind of manager who I think if he was foreign, sadly, everyone would think he was absolutely brilliant, but because he's quite forward thinking in his methods. I think sometimes he doesn't get the credit he deserves. And the jobs that he has done, he's a firefighter. He's gone in and had jobs. He's taken clubs right at the bottom with no budget and really poor squads, and he managed to keep them up. And he's done. I think he's taken some really tough jobs on that a lot of people wouldn't have taken on. So I do remember that. I can't remember whether there was any truth in it or whether it was just an internet rumor.
There was no truth. We know the lad.
It was made up.
You guys did it on the podcast, didn't you? Is it your fault?
No, it wasn't us.
It wasn't us, but I know who did it.
That was Christopher Pierce. But obviously, you mentioned about, obviously, it'd be good to hopefully be excited about what's going to happen at Gateshead next year. But we had a slight worry about when, obviously, Newcastle got the takeover, because not just because it was good for them. It is good. We like to see Tyneside doing well. But you always worry about non-league clubs in the shadow of the likes of Man City and Chelsea. You know, obviously, they're always going to get the media attention. You just worry that it's going to take away from non-league football. But I think what we're seeing at the moment, that non-league football, especially in the Northeast, is having a boom time at the moment. I know there's been one or two relegations, but on the whole, it's all on the up. And it seems like Newcastle United don't want to infringe on that.
It feels to me like actually non-league football is in as good a place as it's ever been in my lifetime. I think now it's sort of a common thing for a lot of people. And I would encourage everyone to support a team in the youngsters. They want to support a team in the Premier League. They love the big players. They love playing on FIFA and watching the clips on YouTube. But I'd encourage all youngsters particularly to also have a favourite non-league team or a team further down the pyramid, because I think you get closer to the players, you get a feel for football, you get an essence, whereas the more Newcastle are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, it's going to be harder and harder for the normal fan to get really close to the players. I think at this moment in time, Eddie Howe's got a really down-to-earth group of lads. I was doing the cancer run in Gosforth on Sunday, and Callum Wilson was there just mixing with everybody, just one of the parents, basically, because his kids were competing in it. And, you know, we've got, you hear a story, Joe Linton and Bruno had their birthday party up at South North Cricket Club and were just mixing in all the parents of the kids at school. So they have got a really down-to-earth group at this moment in time. But the bigger Newcastle gets, the more the distance can sometimes grow between huge clubs and supporter bases. And I think it's really important for young people to be able to identify with players and go down and get on the touchline to get autographs, and I'd encourage anyone to follow a non-league team as well.
I think COVID's been the main protagonist for non-league clubs.
If you're a Newcastle fan, right?
Sorry, I think I've got.
Sorry, apologies. You might have lost me there. Something tried to update. I you know what the problem is? I turn this off at 1 minute to eight, and I'm getting all these notifications telling me things I've got to do and things I haven't done, and etc. I think a little reminder that the Heat Army podcast that dropped up, so it's your fault.
Yeah. So obviously, I know you want to watch the game next, because obviously you've got to talk about it tomorrow on the telly. If there's any neutrals watching or Newcastle fans with vested interest. The recommendation is get down, not even just Gateshead, just get down to a local non-league club.
Yeah, I think Gateshead is a great option for Newcastle fans, because you've got Mike Williamson there. The fans loved Mike Williamson as a player. He always gave 110%, and he was he's a lovely, lovely bloke. You've got another lad in Rob Elliott as well. I mean, he's another one who's such a down-to-earth fella. Two great people there who are loved by the Newcastle fans. And up front, a lad like Adam Campbell, who, was someone who a lot of fans never felt got a really strong opportunity. But I'm delighted to see him banging the goals in for Gateshead, because he's a lovely, lovely lad as well. I've talked about Eddie Howe and the group that he's assembled at Newcastle. Williamson's assembled a brilliant group at Gateshead. And I was looking at the season, and I think, it was a tricky start, but there's some really strong results in the second half of the season. It reminds me a lot of Newcastle last season, where they were struggling and then they finished 11th, and they've carried on that momentum. I think if Gateshead can win at Wembley, and let's face it, there's nothing between the two teams at the league. It's a 50-50 split. If they can win at Wembley, I think the momentum of that will carry you next season. And I would absolutely love to see Gateshead, make it into the Football League, which was something that would be fantastic to see them get in the league too. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about that. I know you're sort of non-league football followers, but it would be tremendous for the region to see another club on Tyneside.
yeah, you always want to reach for the top, and see the club's come a long way in a short time under Mike's leadership, and obviously Ian Watson as well. But Pete, I know you want to get off to watch the football. Thank you very much for coming with us. Pete actually was that keen to be with us. He logged in last night.
My Wi-Fi was brilliant last night. Look, apologies about my Wi-Fi. Good luck at Wembley. Honestly, David Steele and Mickey, it's been a pleasure to speak to you. Following the game. I hope you win. And I'll get down to a game next season. And, just good luck to Mike and to Rob and to all the players. I hope Adam Campbell bangs in the winner. And, remember I said it, next season for Gateshead, I think it's going to be a really, really good season.
No, that's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
Take care, bud.
Well, Pete Graves, absolutely fantastic for him to come on, give up his time. He's a busy man, isn't he? Have you ever seen him on like the after dinner circuit and stuff, where he's working with legends of the game and stuff? He's really, really good. He commands the room. Right, just before we go any further, my kids have got a message. Lie, they were hurt. Right. Does anyone like, call the police? Right. As I say, you may have seen this time last week, I think it was on Thursday, we announced that we had got permission, the okay to do live match commentary from Wembley. Myself and Mark over the moon, we were privileged to be able just to, because we thought we were just going to be able to record the commentary for the highlights, and that was still going to be a massive honour to record it at Wembley, but to do it live for the people that obviously can't get there, and people that later listen to us, it's just a massive thing. And I got my accreditation through today, so it's all legit, it's all happening. So I've got to take my ID with me when I go and stuff like that, so it's going to be fantastic. And
Well deserved, Davey. Christ,
I was going to say, you put the graft in, mate.
Yep.
The commentaries are up there with the best, and you fully deserve it, mate. I would have kicked off big time if you hadn't got it.
It's fully
deserved, mate.
It's not just good.
Where's the Bond video?
I was going to do it today, but as I was telling you before we came on, my daughter's been ill, so I couldn't had to babysit her all day. I couldn't like have her off school and then take her down the coast, could I? Like, hold that GoPro. My mum at the hospital tomorrow, and there's a press conference at the club, so I might not be able to squeeze it in. Right.
We'll just dip you in the time.
Sorry, lads. The thing is, right, it's not just Gateshead fans who say this as well about your commentary, Davey, and you and Mark, and you are a good team as well. I mean, we've seen it over the season, you know what I mean? People chipping in, even from bloody Hollywood, for God's sake, saying how good you are.
He's never shut up about that since, man.
Ryan Reynolds' tweet framed here for Ryan Reynolds. A little bit, Jen, I'll just go to...
If his head gets any bigger, it won't get through the Wembley door. So, you know,
wouldn't it, Lee?
I'm going to fly myself in with my drone and lower us down. I'd have to. oh, God, Stuart Allen's put, please, Mickey's not part of the commentary.
Stuart, because Stuart knows I'll swear and shout and.
You'll get banned.
But as I say, I've noticed now the comments are on YouTube. Apologies for that. I said it up wrong. But hashtag Patrick, as Charlotte has done there. So if you'd like to be in for it to win, once I've got the side here, we have a Patrick t-shirt. I've got it upside down and a coat. So there we go. And Mickey, did you contact Mason Ford? Look at that. Look how good Mickey looks in it.
Yes.
Mickey, did you contact
Mickey? I haven't seen him yet. Right, I forgot to get in touch with him.
Yeah, there we go. And also as well, there is news as well that broke. That obviously Gateshead fans are welcome at the Green Man because they're at that end of the stadium. And as well as that, there is Box Park as well. So I think that's £10 entry, but you have to have a match day ticket to be able to get in there as well. So
Green Man, Theo. I'm up being a dinner.
Someone's put it in XXXXXXXL. evening. Let's just come in, everybody. It's an absolute pleasure. Also, as well, you may have seen we did have advertised that we're going to have Jeff Winter on this one. We did do a pre-record with him, and it is up available to watch. But we sat and we talked. We thought we were going to speak for 15, 20 minutes, didn't we, lads? We couldn't shut him up, and it was fantastic. So it ended up going out as a full episode by itself. And if you haven't watched it, please do. He's a lovely man. I could have spoke to him for hours about anything, not just football. He was just a great, great man. And
and he's promised to do part two, hasn't he?
Yeah, he goes, when I come back on, we didn't even get a chance to ask him. He said he was going to come on. And Steve Dixon, who I think is also from the Patrick family, he's put Patrick top looking flames, Mickey.
Well, it's just the way I carry it off, Steve.
It is. Mickey,
it's a shame I couldn't do the same with the top, the shirt.
Well, Mickey, you know, we'll have a sponsored weight loss between when next year. They'll be trying to make them smaller, for we'll have to wear kid sizes next season, Mickey, me and you.
You know what it is, lads? I've been trying to cut down, me and Trina, trying to lose weight. And today I just fell off the wagon big time. I thought, bollocks it, I went and got a big 12-inch pizza and chips.
That's not going to help, Mickey.
He's got all the gear, he won't take it off. He's had it on since last week.
Believe it or not, and Trino back is up. This got washed, did he?
Hang on there. We'll just go to a story. His shirt arrived on Monday. It's his favourite top since supporting the club a few years ago. And look, well, oh, wait, we can't talk about it and not bring it up. There we go. Look at that. Absolutely fantastic.
It's a thing of beauty, isn't it?
It certainly is. And while we're there, we are going to bring in our next guest. It is Josh from Patrick. And I'll just remove that picture so we're not covering Josh's beautiful face. There we go. Hello there, Josh.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, thank you for joining, Josh. I'll put this picture up. I made it this afternoon after the pictures were put up. The strips are beautiful.
It's magnificent. It's magnificent. Artistry as well on your side, David. It really is. I've made comments about, but yeah, we're just really, really glad how much you like the kit. The design team have done really well on that, and the fact that you've been immortalized into it as well. come Sunday when you miss that trophy.
It should have heed on me podcast down them lanes. obviously we've been making other pictures here to put up on social media and the build up there, but it is a thing of beauty. We're not just saying that because you're here. It's encapsulating the final. I think it's really nice that it's got the heed army and the lines down it and stuff.
And in the
collar as well. And it's those little touches, and we're talking about little touches, the things that you do online and social media, and in past, yes, we've had the big brands such as Puma and Adidas in the past, but there's been no interaction or anything with the fans, and you've really picked up the baton and ran with it. And obviously with ourselves, we're giving away some merchandise tonight. It's been very refreshing and lovely to see, because every company that comes into work with Gateshead, we appreciate that, because they're going to help Gateshead continue, hopefully, to strive forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And ever since the partnership got announced, guys, we got straight onto it, got talking to you. I think we connected very early, didn't we? And we just hit it off ever since. And I think that what you've done for us as a brand as well is like incredible. We never asked for any of this, and you went ahead and did it. And I think we definitely created a kit for you which sang volumes, and we're really delighted that your fan base love it. We wanted to go for something that was traditional, that had your best wishes at heart. And we think we definitely delivered on that, and the fact that you've been buying it and going out there, and that speaks volumes for us. I had one job to do as well, which was to make sure that I brought the shirt that we have in the Patrick HQ here and wear it tonight, and I obviously in my haste forgotten it.
Thank you very much for coming on.
don't you worry, I'll be wearing it on Sunday.
Oh, that's good. Charlotte Hodgson, she's sorted out our orders, Davey. So it's got
the service, right?
Yeah, now. I know. And give a shout out to the small team of volunteers. They've packed over 800 orders, I think, just in shirts alone and things that are put out. So they've done absolutely well. And if you still want to get more merchandise, I believe they're open 4 till 7 at Gated Stadium tomorrow and Friday. So that's your last chance to pick them up before the Wembley final. So please do that.
I got my shirt delivered on Monday, and I got an email saying that it was packed by volunteers and they were getting it sent out, and it duly arrived on time. I think it was Monday morning. So yeah, good work by all the team, all the volunteers.
We've got a cheeky tweet here. This is good work from Patrick Story. He's put, even lads can't wait. He's got, I think anybody called Patrick, anyone called Patrick should get free merch for walking advertisements.
I did think about doing that. And I thought, should we? I mean, surely that's got to run. We've got to do that.
Yeah, I think you'll have to.
Have you met Patrick Steele, Patrick Barris, and Patrick Gaddis?
I'm a male, Patrick.
Well, I haven't, but you've all got a free shirt coming.
One second, we've got more here. The admin deserves a raise. I think it's Josh. So, Josh, you deserve a raise.
There you go.
I'll take that quite happily. I mean, in this climate, you know, any raise is good.
Patrick has followed that up. He's put, normally you get name on the back of the shirt, mine's on the front. There we go. he's on form. We've got a message from Charles Woff. Hi, Dave. Have you resubmit my accreditation? Wembley's fault. Mickey will tell you to lose weight and take the pictures at Wembley. Won't eat for a week. Yeah. Fucking in the gut there. But but from yourself, obviously, I mean, Mickey mentioned just before we came on air, obviously Patrick's got a rich history with football, and there's some classic shirts that you might see on Twitter accounts as well around, you know, the Roma shirt as well.
Oh, wow.
Right there. Yeah. And obviously the Kevin Keegan football boots. And is Patrick, obviously they've never left football, but are they starting to get more back into it, like, and pushing further with more clubs?
Absolutely. Like, you're quite right, you know, massive in the 80s. Most of the people I've spoken to, David, have said that, you know, as soon as I mentioned the name Patrick, it's like, I had those boots when I was a kid. You know, I was wearing them. I've still got them, you know. That's usually sort of like the response that we get. Patrick is very much sort of carried on. You know, we're very, very, very prevalent in Europe. You know, Belgian teams, Zulte Waregem, are one of the teams that, you know, carried on. French brand. So, you know, the heartbeat is still sort of beating in Europe, and, you know, very much, you know, we're looking to not necessarily come back, because we've always been here, but we're being refreshed, you know. And it's incredible that we've been able to sort of start, not necessarily start, but with your club here, Gateshead, it's just been a really nice sort of reintroduction to the UK market. And we, like I said, we are here with other clubs already, but in terms of, you know, the sort of the stature of Gateshead, you know, and the fact that your fan base have taken to the kit so well, and also you're going to be on Wembley on Sunday, it's just a really nice way to sort of like restart that journey.
Well, you mentioned about it, you know, being prevalent in Europe, but it's going to be prevalent in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. We've got an American fan here, Martin.
I saw that.
Yeah, so we're going to get Martin on, I think, after Wembley. He's definitely said he wanted to come on, so I've spoke to him, so that'd be great. And apparently,
Wanted to mention as well, I think I mentioned to you as well, David, that you've also got a supporter in Sweden.
I mentioned this to the lads, but let me tell the story.
We've got a shirt going off to a Swedish international called Pontus Wernbloom. One of your sort of fan base just tagged him in one of the posts, and sure enough, he replied and then DM'd us and said, listen, have you got a Gateshead shirt? And ultimately I went onto his account and I saw that, wow, he's an ex-pro. Went onto his Wikipedia.
He's got quite a big podcast in Sweden as well.
He has. I saw this. Yeah. And his story as to what the connection is with Gateshead is that he used to play with us, on Football Manager. I've spoken to Pontus a couple of times, and he actually took you to Champions League glory. And he's
beware, Mike.
he's followed you ever since, and he's asked for the shirt. We sent it out to him. He's gonna hopefully get it before the final on Sunday. But no, he's gonna be tuning in. He's been trying to watch you as well. It's very hard to get a Gateshead stream in Sweden, unfortunately.
Well, now it's as well. This season it was quite good. This year they had the National League streaming service, so hopefully that will be there next season. So
Pontus hasn't got an excuse anymore now. No, that's quite right.
And there's anybody else on Friday to get the shirts, because Charlotte has been very good to tell us it is actually 1 till 7 on Friday if you want to get your shirts. So you've got plenty of time there.
And you couldn't get it off a nicer woman, or Tracy.
Yeah.
Yes. This is your club shop manager. Is this correct?
She helps run the president.
Chairwoman of the Gated Soul.
Yeah, so she's part of the foundation and everything. So she's
really great. She's also interacted a lot with us, and what a lady.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a message here. This one's from Stuart Allen. I don't know if this is for next season, because there will be another shirt next season, of course. Will shorts and socks be available with the top available to the fans? I'm guessing the final one won't be.
I think it's something that, you know, we need to probably look at. I mean, obviously it's not been, I don't think, available for this shirt, but come the 23-24 kit, you know, that's something that if demand is there, then maybe that needs to be looked at. I can't say for sure, unfortunately, but, you know, it's something that if demand is there, I'm sure that could be looked at. But again, I can't say officially.
Yeah, and we've just a question that must have been reading our minds, but obviously doing the shirts next season and onwards, is obviously that's the plan, isn't it, to see how the relationship builds?
Can't officially say. Can't officially say.
There we go.
Question I must ask Josh before we go any further.
Absolutely.
Are you in the Green Man on Sunday?
I can assure you I will be in the Green Man on Sunday.
Good lad.
I will also be filming a lot of content. It'll be great to meet you all, get you involved in that. We're going to be doing a lot on Instagram. We're going to be doing a documentation of the day, you know, and just trying to capture it and, you know, really solidify the day for you and, you know, give you what you deserve, because you deserve it.
Yeah. As I say, also, we've got Stuart Allen there, obviously in Canada. So you're far reach. I seen the horror in Josh's eyes there, because there has, let's be honest, everybody, a few Gated fans, myself included. I know I look very slim from here, and this is a fake double. a little bit portly, should we say. We're stout Gated fans. Shirt size is going forward next season, if you were to be the manufacturer. There'll be bigger sizes available.
Yeah, so it's something that, you know, we've had a few messages about, and, you know, it's something that we are aware of. It was a very long, very well-constructed message, Mickey, I must admit. You know, it was put together exceptionally well.
But I'd done it privately, Josh. I didn't go on Twitter.
Exactly. And I think that was really sort of really good of you, and we really appreciated that, because, you know, that gives us sort of feedback that we needed, and we need these kind of, you know, occasions where we send the kit out, you know, and obviously there are some issues with, I wouldn't say issues as such, it's almost like we've got to a certain size where we got to the 5XL, and the club, I think, would be the ones which put the order in for that. And then what we'll do is we'll accommodate that. And then if there's anything that happens beyond that, you know, that we didn't really factor in, then we'll need to revisit that for the next season. So if we are to be the, you know, the kit provider next season, obviously that is now known, but it's not, we can make those. You know, we can actually factor that in, but we need the club to actually order that in. So I think it's almost like a conversation with fan base and club. And then obviously once that sort of conversation is had, that will then feed down to the brand, and then the brand will then, you know, supply what is required. I think because we went in with this, not knowing, now we know we can do. So we just need to have that conversation.
As you can see on the screen, talking about the brand, of course, people will be, I've mentioned before, the Kevin Keegan boots are iconic for people of a certain age in the Northeast. Keep it old school and you'll sell a load of Newcastle fans as well. Of course, we do have a lot of, you know, we're a second club for a lot of people, Newcastle fans. So obviously they'll be happy to see the brand back, and obviously in very similar colours to Newcastle as well. So it'll hop back to that. Mr. Lucas put, someone steal Davey's credit card, the first and second round. Be a bit hard. I haven't got one. So to me, debit card. Right. Any clues on how the kit should be looking next season? I'd imagine it'd be looking nice. Is that right, Josh?
I
can't see it. It's the word you're looking for, Josh.
I really don't know.
If Josh was designing it, it would be nice. That's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a football kit connoisseur myself, and if I had have seen anything, then I would really have liked it. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got one message from Dave Edwards. He's put, love the new shirt and the Patrick O'Gools as well. Quality new gear, Josh.
That's great.
If you need to win a cagoule, you can hashtag Patrick if you are just joining us. So if you'd like to win one,
will you be able to get the badges onto them for the cagoules as well?
That's a very, very good point. It's something that we'll feedback. I mean, the cagoules, you know, they're really nice. And I think that you know, if you could actually, you know, put your badge onto there, that would, you know, solidify it for you, you know. So it's feedback. And like I said, these are the questions that we need, Mickey. You know, if we're getting enough of them and the demand's there, then, you know, I can't speak, you know, solely for the brand. But I mean, the fact we're having this conversation now and the fact that it's here, you know, it has to be asked. So we'll ask.
I mean, we've got a message here from Johnny Gray. He's put, obviously, looks like the Ellis James is going to help Patrick shift a few of the Swansea tracksuit tops.
Yes.
I love your style ones.
Wow.
Some gated ones, that one would be tremendous. Good work. Good luck, Johnny. That's good stuff, that. I do like the retro stuff. Everyone seems to do. Josh helped with the South Shields kits? No, we don't want to. on that one. But is there anything that you want to get across, Josh, obviously, because, you know, you're representing the company and, you know, obviously you're building bridges with us. Is there anything that Patrick and yourself want to get across to gated fans?
Well, I think first of all, it's a massive thanks. You know, it's just been great to be part of your journey. I mean, we've only been part of it for about 3 or 4 weeks, and me myself, obviously, I've been a lot closer to you guys. Simply because, you know, that's the sort of business I'm in, where I'm constantly logging into my computer every day and seeing the engagement and such. But if there's anything that I can feed back to you, it's just how grateful, you know, we are as a brand as to how you've been with us. Because these things can go any way, can't they? You know, I mean, social media is a place where you can really give your opinion, and it can be good or bad. And, you know, you know, people can take bad opinions and they can take criticism and search and things like that. But, and we always will. But the fact that you've been so positive about things, and even if, like, the sizing, you know, that's something that you've just fed across to us so well. And, you know, it's something that we will look at. But no, we're just delighted that we're on this adventure with you and this journey with you. And the fact that you've got, you know, someday to look forward to, we're just as excited as you. And also a massive congratulations to you, Dave, for the commentary gig as well. I mean,
that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, we've known each other 5 minutes, really, haven't we? But, you know, the fact that everyone's delighted for you and everyone's chipping in the messages as well, saying, you know, good on you and such, just speaks volumes. And as a brand, we're just happy to be here. We're happy to see what's going to happen going forward. And, you know, we just can't wait to see everybody in those shirts on Sunday, and then also lifting a certain piece of silverware as well.
I'll
tell you what, if I get in the 4XL, it might be even funnier seeing us trying to get out of it, mate.
Well, I tell you what, while we've got Josh here, it would be amiss if we didn't do the Patrick draw in the next couple of minutes. So hashtag Patrick if you want to be entered. So I'll get that up on the screen. So there we are. So we've got that. There's 44 people watching, and we've got 23 entrants. So come on, you can hashtag Patrick.
Those are good odds.
Good odds. So if you want to win, get into it. We'll give you a couple of minutes to be able to do that. So if you'd like to win, also as well, please be in the country. It's easier to get it to you.
No, Josh has already said he would take them to Canada. and he would take them to America.
I will quite happily, even if I need to, even if I need to kayak across, I will do. I don't mind that.
There we go. There's lots of people entering now. Let's say they're going up the entrance, but we'll quickly do that. But no, as I say, before we let you go and after before we do the draw, it has been an absolute pleasure. It's been lovely to have you on. Lovely that the strips are dealing with you. I mean, it was a cheeky tweet that we put out, and we weren't expecting a reply. And hey, it's a lovely relationship's flourished and long may
continue. It really has, mate. It really has.
Have you been taken away by it, Josh? I think Patrick must have been quite taken aback by how positive everyone's been about you.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong, Mickey. It's, you know, word around the office has been sort of, you know, oh, Heat Army, you know, we're going on a show tonight. And, you know, your name's been branded around the office a lot as well. And
who, mine?
Your name, yeah, specifically your
name. Is it because I'll tell you why. It's because I haven't got a washboard stomach. It's more sideboard. That must have went down in the office.
It really has.
Rumour mill's starting already here. Apparently,
we could try and get him out of retirement. I mean, I can try my very best for you if you'd like. I mean,
50-odd caps. He's at €2 as well.
He's he's played with Zlatan as well. I'm sure we can probably have a conversation with him as well.
Zlatan would come for a Twix and a
Spangles.
Canetizer, he'd be straight in. But everyone is in there. Right, so now we're going to do the giveaway. So say we've got 33 entrants. And say we'll do this with extra large. We've got, I think it is, extra large T-shirt and coat. So here we are. Good luck, everybody.
If it's Trina, draw it again.
Yeah, that would be quite funny, wouldn't it? There we go. It's Darren Walden.
Darren Walden.
Hey. Darren, I think you might still be on the rig at the minute, so hopefully he's off. I know he's off for Wembley, isn't he? So that's fantastic.
Yeah, congratulations, Darren.
Lovely to see Darren win. He's a big contributor to the show. So that is nice.
Good on you, Darren.
Nice one there. That's great. Well, Josh, as I say, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm sure we'll have you on if Patrick were to be the people that make it next year.
We'll see you on Sunday, Josh.
Yeah, we'll see.
It'd be great to.
Yeah, we'll see you in the green, man, mate. Definitely.
We'll have to catch you up. Absolutely. Now we'll see you there. And literally from everybody at Patrick, like, good luck. And we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Josh. Thank you very much, Josh. Much appreciated, bud.
Take care.
Josh, absolutely amazing. Lovely to have him on. Man, when we spoke to him before we came on air, he's a lovely person, and he's worked for a lovely company. It's lovely. It's, I mean, look at that. I mean, look at these strips. Look at what we're going.
The strip is absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
it is. Any other manufacturers of the football strips who have sort of got a close bond with the fans of the football club? I mean,
I've never seen it before.
I think it's quite unique.
I think it is as well.
Yeah, it's different. It's a nice different approach. Obviously, you know, you see shirts just come out and people go, oh, that's nice, I'll get that or whatever. But, you know, even across the river at Newcastle, there's a big hoo-ha about the day it's launched, but they never see any interaction or anything else going with it. Patrick's been absolutely amazing.
I did send a long-winded DM to Josh. I didn't know it was Josh. I just sent it to Patrick Team Sports. And I won't go into what was said, but it was about the sizes and different things like that. And I went privately because I didn't want to, because I really do like the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just, if you look in the football ground now, you see most guys in there, most guys are from XL to probably 5XL in football crowds nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, your message was quite short, actually. It was only 6 letters.
I'm not sure. We're going to see.
And mine's got two words and one's 4 and 3. So you can tell what that is, matey. And it won't rhyme with duck.
Well, this next video, we'll have someone that needs the same size shirt as Mickey. We'll be back in a second. The Heat Army Podcast needs your help. No, we don't need money. All we need is you to do one simple thing. It'll take less than a second. If you could hit that like button, the subscribe button, and share whatever post that we put up regarding Gator Football Club, it'll go a long way in helping the show build and ultimately helping us push the club to the moon. There's quite a few people like that bit of genius work there from you, Steely. We've got there hashtag Steely Genius, never been said.
It was fantastic. I'm gonna be honest.
Faces there, great work. Oh. That was Steely, that was great work. Of course, hey, as I say, we've got obviously the we talked earlier on Box Park and Green Man available to Gated fans. So there's options there. If people aren't, you know, want to try something different if they, from they went into Green Man last time, but wherever they go, it's going to be absolutely just an amazing atmosphere, isn't it? Yeah, it's going to be jumping.
Well, it's going to be jumping for all of us. But Davey, are you getting a bit nervous about this? It's a big showpiece for you, mate. It's Wembley, for goodness sake. A final.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit nervous.
It's a trophy final. It's Gated Football Club, you know. You're not doing the Champions League final, mate.
No.
You're doing a grand job
as well, though. It's a massive honour to be doing it at Wembley, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great honour, but it's a well deserved honour as well.
Oh, absolutely, Mickey. Absolutely.
We've got a tweet about the. Yeah. So. You want to see that? Mickey's looking at the first couch, but...
Well, I just see it. Hopefully it's not an athletic shirt, because I'm like a burst couch.
Yeah, well, like a burst couch, they're always the comfy ones, Mickey. And I bet you put this on. On that note...
Built for comfort, not speed, Davey.
Built for comfort. We've got off another man who will be just as excited as us, but he's from the other side. It's Luke. How are you doing, Luke?
Hey, up. How are we doing?
Hey, up, Luke.
Hello, Duck Yarrid.
Yeah, not too bad at all. Looking forward to Wembley coming up.
Oh, you're just as excited as us.
Yeah, well, it's hard at the moment because unlike you lot, you're probably there happy that it's coming. Some people have got the GCSEs going on at the exact same time.
Oh, well, keep off bloody FIFA.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed.
Those younger fans that you probably won't understand, but for... Well, I'm not trying to be rude, but for the younger fans, they do play FIFA.
Mickey, you old bastard.
I like FIFA.
Yeah, fair enough, Mickey, then.
You remember when there was only two buttons, though?
Mickey's still got an Atari. He's no idea. Anyway, look, how are you getting down on Sunday, mate? How are you getting down there?
Car. We're going down Saturday. I've been to Wembley a few times, so we know our way around it, so it's good. You know, I always love going to Wembley when I've seen England play there. So I think we're going down on the Saturday, probably hang around London, maybe going to Westminster or something, show off the big Halifax flag that we've got. Yeah. And then back, probably going to Box Park for a bit on the Saturday, because we'll be able to then. Of course, the Sunday, you lucky beggars have managed to get that, as well as the Green Man, but that's the story for another day. So, yeah, of course, we'll probably go there. Then Sunday, it's all about game day, and we'll be just meeting up with all Halifax fans.
You know why we've got the Green Man, Luke?
Because you're on the certain side of the stadium, yeah.
And the people who run it are from the northeast.
Fair enough.
So, are you doing a show, Luke? Are you doing any recording down there while you're down there?
I'm hoping to be fair. I'm hoping to do a mini vlog on it. So I'll be like hoping to get a few Gateshead fans on. So if any Gateshead fans are watching and they see me about, you'll probably spot me a mile off, to be honest, because I'll be there chanting me all about.
Because you'll be the one in the Thames where we're throwing in every time.
yeah, you'll spot me from a mile off, and you know, don't be afraid to just come say hello. And if you want to be on the vlog, then you can be, and we'll get your predictions and your thoughts. So, but
where are you going to be? Where are you going to be, Luke? When you say if spotters, are you going to be Wembley Way or something? Eh?
Yeah, I'll just be around Wembley Way. To be fair, I'll be everywhere. To be honest, on Sunday, enjoying myself. Hopefully, I think it's just both, and I think both clubs, you know, I think for Gateshead and Halifax, it's been a season of ups and downs. You know, there were large parts of the season where it was looking like Gateshead are going to go down. You know, I tipped you to go down, and, you know, I saw a few Gateshead fans online saying, I haven't enjoyed this season. I just want it to end. I'm sure people...
Wasn't called Dan Bell, was it?
Yeah, it was something like
that. Well, there you go, and that tells you everything.
Anyone, because I've been fickle as well with some of the things I've put about Halifax. But it has been a season of ups and downs. You know, we, our fans, if you've noticed, the first half of the season, well, the first couple of games, everyone were complaining, saying Millington out. Then everyone seemed to sort of switch and say, oh, Millington on board, we're going to get the playoffs. And then it went all wrong again, back to Millington out. And then now everyone's loving it again. So, you know, football fans are very fickle, and that's what it's been like. But I honestly think if we didn't win at Altrincham, especially in that manner, we would not have finished 11th in the league.
Yeah. I've got a question. Sorry, David. Yeah. Ask us, is he suspended? Did he get the...
He's suspended, unfortunately. Fortunately for you guys.
I know, I'm gutted about that.
It's okay. To be honest, Luke, because Davey's going down on the Saturday with his 2.2 rifle, and he'd be shooting your players as a gun in the hotel. So they'll all be injured on Sunday.
Yeah. I just say for the record, I do not have a gun. I've never shot one. This is a horrible thing happened. It's been a nice way to end the season. You know, as Martin has said here, may the best club win, and best of luck to you. Look, we've built a relationship here between the podcasts. Isn't it nice that we're both getting to go there? Yes, one of us is going to be a bit more happier than the other one, but what a way to end the season. We couldn't have planned it at the beginning if we tried.
No, we couldn't. I think it means more to us, clubs like Halifax and Gateshead, than what it will mean to probably Notts County being at Wembley or Chesterfield being at Wembley. And what's good, and I don't know how Gateshead fans approach this game mentally, but I go into this game and I'm not even thinking about the actual game. I'm not thinking about, oh, I hope we win, I hope we win.
The game will spoil it. It's the build-up.
Between the two clubs, I thought it'd be a boring 0-0 and then probably go to penalties. And then that gets interesting. But that's not what I'm even thinking about. I'm just thinking about the day out, the atmosphere inside Wembley. Oh, don't talk to me about Macbeth or Christmas Carol. I've heard that enough today. kicking out that stream now. No, it's been... I know it's more just thinking about...
Sorry, Luke, have you seen that message?
Did you hear about my unfortunate accident with my drone where I crashed it into the Tyne? Although I didn't crash it, the engine failed and they sent us a new one, so that's all right. Just to put it out there. Please don't shoot Jack Hunter. No, I've got a lot of time for Jack.
Jack.
And you know, there's stories out there of redemption, probably for both sides, for players and stuff. But of course, there's friendship there as well. I know they're very good friends with Owen Bailey and Dan Ward as Jack Hunter, and obviously other players in the team. You know, it's going to be a day of stories, isn't it? It doesn't matter how it happens. There's going to be a story there that's going to make it extra special for either side.
Yeah, it always is. Like, I know last time at Wembley, we made a debut in 2016, and it was obviously in the FA Trophy final, and we'd been relegated that season, and that was sort of seen as a distraction. So the gloss and fame of going to Wembley was sort of taken away because we knew we were playing regional football the next season, and we didn't know at the time we were going to bounce straight back. But this time around, we're safe, we're mid-table. Yes, at the start of the season, we were hoping that we were going to be high-flying in the playoffs and maybe competing to get back in the Football League. But you're going to have these seasons, especially after what we've been building previously. Yeah. And I think to cap this season off, which has been, I think, an inconsistent season. I think on paper it's like a mediocre season, but to, you know, cap this off with Wembley, you can't have any better better ending, can you, really, than this?
But look, your form in the last couple of months, just like Gated, with the two form teams, really, almost, you know, if you took away...
We were second, I think, on form.
Yeah, we were excellent.
It should be a good game. I'm hoping it is.
It can't be any worse than that Tuesday night home game when we drew 0-0.
I thought that was Luke's fault.
I thought I was losing Mickey that night. He's gone.
One worse thing than in the exam, watching that specific 90 minutes was worse.
Yeah.
Imagine doing an essay on it for your GCSEs.
And I'm talking a bit about English now. We've got a thing at school called Creative Prose, and you've got to write a story on something. And if I had to write a miserable game, then I'd pick that, to be honest, out of all of them. And it'd be such a dull story if I was to do one on that.
You know how you would start it? It would put, "The night began with an awful commentary."
No, I respect your commentary, to be fair. I've looked at stuff back. I know the Barnet game on penalties, because we just won, or might have been the and we just won, and then we were putting KSRSRA on, and then we were looking at, like, "Oh, how are you doing?" I said, "Oh, well, can we get commentary?" I said, "Oh, I know, David, he does this commentary on YouTube." Yeah. Got you up, and you were screaming like a girl when you were hearing it, to be honest.
You want to hear him when his missus gets a hat of him, Luke?
She said, "I'm knitting that there tonight. It's all right. I'm the boss of my own kitchen today."
But I want to just ask you, like, I had, like, people, one of my school teachers is, like, used to play for Halifax as a backup keeper, and they were like saying, "Oh, how many tickets you sold then?" And I said, "We've sold, I think, just short of 7,000. I'm hoping we'll take about 8, which I think is okay under the circumstances. I think you're taking quite a healthy following as well down there. Shouldn't be in Wembley, should it?" He was like saying, "I'm a bit like, well, no, it don't really matter that it's empty. Of course, you want it to be full. We'd both love it if 30,000 Halifax fans on 30,000 Gateshead fans turned up, but that's realistically not going to happen.
No.
Why would we want to go to, let's say, Aston Villa's ground or Old Trafford? It's not got that spark about it, has it? That's what's frustrating when everyone's saying, "Oh, it's going to be empty Wembley." I just don't understand it, to be honest.
No, it's a showpiece final. We deserve our moment in the sun to play there. And it makes it extra special. It's the 100th year as well. It's our first final that we've got to. Of course, we had the playoff final, but this is the first domestic cup final. Yeah. And to be the 100th year, it's great. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And I think when you mentioned about the following, it is good. I think it might have been a little bit better had Newcastle not have got there earlier in the season and the success they're having.
Yeah, I think we've got the thing with, like, Leeds, because... thing with Halifax is you've probably got about 1,500 to 2,000 proper diehard Halifax fans, and then you've got the rest that will come along to Wrexham at home, which are like your Leeds fans that think, "Oh yeah, I like Halifax, I'm from the town." And this is probably what we were hoping, thinking, "All right, so Leeds fans are going to jump on the bandwagon." Well, a lot of Leeds fans won't be able to now, because of course West Ham, they've got to go too.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing, because we don't really have a good, strong relationship with Huddersfield and Bradford. So I think Leeds were sort of the club we were hoping a lot of their fans will come down. Some will still, but ones who are going to that game won't be now. So, yeah, that's another thing. And then, of course, financial side of things at the moment. I think, especially in Halifax, it seems trying to be offensive, but, you know, statistically, it is quite a poor industrial town. So a lot of people can't afford it. Especially with Wembley prices, I don't know if you've been, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
someone donated on the podcast.
I'm frightened to order a pint. I made pass out. We've been singing your praises a lot obviously when we've had you on the show. And we've got another one here, but what a well versed young man, and you certainly are. As I say, we think you'll go a long way. You're putting us to shame at your age. You're absolutely fantastic, and you're a credit to your club, because the content you put out and the interviews that you get are just absolutely amazing. And yeah, thanks for that. I hope I get to bump into you down on Sunday if we have a paths cross. But if not, have a wonderful day. Let's hope the result doesn't
spoil. I will do either way, to be honest. It's Wembley, isn't it? You can't not enjoy it no matter what happens. And it's not like... Yeah. It's a promotion final. I don't think I'd be able to do this pod. Well, I probably would, but I don't think I'd be able to speak to you as easily as this if this is a promotion final. I'd never be able to look you in the eye ever again if you defeated us.
Well, you were at the Chesterfield Bromley game, weren't you? Was it Chesterfield Bromley?
Yeah, I thought I'd do a vlog with my mates and it would just laugh, to be honest.
Did you catch the train?
Yeah, I caught the train there.
Because I went there. Extra time, didn't it? No. It was crapping his head in case he missed the train.
Have you heard this story? Because it's, do you want to hear? No.
Go on, tell her.
Basically, so I think me and my mates, well, at school, I like saying to them, one's a Liverpool fan, but a proper Liverpool fan goes away and stuff with them. And then the other's a Huddersfield fan. Do you want to go? I said, I wanted to go to this Chesterfield game or Notts County game, but I don't know one to go with. One thing, I'll go if you want. I've never seen like that. I want to see what the atmosphere is like. Take him, we go and train, have a proper good day. And I mean, I loved it. Got into Chesterfield, got to the game. And then they're like, you can just tell that they're amazed by the atmosphere. And I go and tell them, well, this is probably not even the best atmosphere in the league. This is how good this division really is. Anyway, we get towards end of game and half-time thinking, when it trains, last train's at 7:05, we should make it. We just need Chesterfield to get back in the game. So then we can pitch invade at full time, have a bit of fun, and then just run off to train station. Anyway, Bromley were winning at half time. Chesterfield came back and then were 2-1 up, and they were cruising. And I mean cruising. Bromley showed no fight whatsoever. Final few seconds, we're there at the bottom, ready to go on the pitch, thinking, oh, this is going to be brilliant. Because we haven't been able to pitch invade all season. I know it sounds like so pathetic, such an appeal to it, but it gets to full time. Well, about full time, and then that Michael Cheek, who always scores against Halifax all the time, crossing, bang, Cheek scores, and we're like, well, it'll make a good vlog, I suppose, but we have to stay for another half an hour now, and we might miss our train. And we're there thinking, oh, sugar, how are we going to get back now?
Sugar, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, look, your mother's not watching.
we're like there looking at our clock, just thinking, last train. And you know, if we didn't get that train, we were screwed because Chesterfield's about an hour away from where we are. And we were there, like, looking at phones constantly saying, please, Chesterfield, please just score. We're celebrating just as hard as what Chesterfield fans probably were for that third goal, because we're like, yes. And then we're there at the bottom saying, please, Bromley, don't score. Anyway, full time, my mate's the first person like in our stand from the pitch, and I'm a bit like, what are you doing? Anyway, everyone suddenly followed him, and then we're on there and we're just thinking, what are we actually doing? and we didn't speak to anyone. We just ran straight across the field into the other stand and then ran out and then ran to the train station. Not on the train, just so, yeah, it was a good day.
I've never heard of a time-conscious pitch invader. don't do it at Wembley.
I do have to say that, just finally, I honestly think that this final will, for next season, do wonders for both clubs. Yeah. Not because of the financial side of it, because of the boost. I think it'll attract greater players. I know you had someone on previously, who I know from Sky, well, I've seen on Sky Sports in the past, and he was saying about Gateshead inspiring to get to the Football League in the future. And I do think that this will have a lot of steps moving forward next season for you, because there's a better chance of keeping the better players, which I think if you keep this squad together, you've got a hell of a good chance next season. But I also think from a Halifax side of things, next season, if we win this trophy, or even that we've just got to the final, it's going to attract greater players and we're going to do better. And I think both of us will be up there next season. I looked at that league and it looks so open, but I don't think
it's going to be a lot more open league next year. I can't see one, especially with the teams.
One thing is, what we've never touched on, I don't know what you're doing. Are Halifax selling a load of Wembley merchandise?
Yeah, they've done quite well, to be fair. Like, at first, we all like to moan, don't get me wrong, because we're just from Halifax. But I were looking. I know they have done quite well, to be fair. I think they've done like what do you call it? Hats. They've done hats. They've
Look
done
at hats and that, yeah.
Yeah. Scarves. They've done like fan packs where you know, but young kids who like the clappers, they call them. They've done them. They've brought out a shirt now that looks very nice as well. So, to be fair, they've done quite well. I do think, like, around the town, they don't blame the club. I just blame, like, Calderdale in general. They don't really seem to be anything going on around the town, considering we're at Wembley, where last time, like, last time we brought out, like, our own Wembley song that came out, and we're using that now, but they had, like, the club anthem that we have just booming in the centre of town with everyone around. This time, there's apparently nothing like that.
Yeah,
well, of course, there's the Peace Hall as well. And there's not been anything selling there, and it'd be such a good opportunity to try.
Well, we were joking that we'd go and invade Newcastle City Centre and put gated flags up on Gray's Monument, because when Newcastle got to Wembley, they defaced our angel that's on our badge with a horrible black and white shirt. But yeah, unfortunately, we've got the same problem. We're not getting the local interest, but hopefully the result may change that.
Well, I know, like, have you local radio station done anything?
Yeah.
Well, I've done an interview with Metro Radio. That goes out on Saturday. And
Sunday. Is it? All right.
And I'm on Radio Newcastle in studio on Friday morning as well. So hopefully we can, you know, out a little bit, but that these two have been ripping it out of us because the contacts and said, we understand you're a super fan. And I was like, oh no, don't use that. No.
It's like an American term.
Yeah, I don't mean the American term, but I just envisage something else when they say super fan. You're like,
like a black and white Superman outfit. You mean?
I'm just.
Or Wembley. Yeah, that's a good idea. Instead of doing the box, doing the James Bond dip.
Yeah. Well,
but that. I know. Like they've done bits. I think local radio, like they don't actually cover Halifax, but they have done for this, and it's. I don't think it's their fault. It's to do with funding that I've been.
Yeah,
told.
It is.
But,
it's the same in the northeast.
So, because obviously, you've got what we've both got to realise is how many Halifax fans are going to tune in, how many Gateshead fans are going to tune into their local radio. They're doing commentary on Sunday, and then I know like they did an interview with a few of the players, did an interview with me this afternoon. So, you know, I think they've done a fair bit, to be fair, but you just sort of wish that there'd be a bit more funding to try, you know, expose like our leagues. And I think a lot of clubs have this problem. I know Ollie Bayliss, like he's been, I don't know if you've seen, but his non-league show has been cut as well. And I mean, such a shame, considering that the league's starting to grow and people starting to really appreciate it, is the fact that now they're obviously like doing stuff like that. And it's a bit frustrating, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think there's less travelling in the National League next season than there is in the National League North.
We've got a message here. So super fan has Alan Partridge alter vibes. and we've got also good luck with your exams and on Sunday. And I think we'll echo those sentiments and we're going to wrap it up there. But Luke, as I say, have an amazing time. Enjoy it. And let's hope everyone's just comes out of the ground and thinks it was a game of football. We've had a good time.
Yeah, I think we'll both think that no matter what happens. But yeah, thank you for having me on. If any of you see me down there, don't be afraid to say hello, and I'm sure I'll be there very jolly.
I cannot wait to see you on Wembley. Where I'm going to choke you, son. Especially if you win.
Watch the game, but no. Like I was saying, I haven't really got in the mood for it yet, but I can tell you something. When I get there on Saturday morning and wake up and think I'm off to Wembley today, let me tell you something, I'll be enjoying myself. I will see you maybe in Wembley. And thank you for having me on.
Cheers. Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure, Luke. Good luck with your exams and stick in, son.
Good luck, Luke.
You've got a good talent. You've got a hell of a talent there.
Cheers, pal. Yes.
Thank
you.
Bye.
Cheers, Luke.
There we go.
I think it's one thing guaranteed, like Mickey, if you do meet him at the Wembley Way, you won't be nicking his shirt. Sorry.
we're going back on this.
Is it the Puff and Shagger?
Is Mickey, see. 4XL any good? 3XL is not happening for Steve Martin, unfortunately.
Well, the 3XL is not happening for me. I'm going to try the 4XL tomorrow.
Well, there we go,
Steve.
To do it, and yeah, so I would say massive thank you, lads. It's been a big thank you to Josh from Patrick, of course, and Pete Graves, who come on as well. He's good value.
Great show.
Unfortunately, he's his Wi-Fi was letting him down a little bit, but no, fantastic. It's been a good show. And Ginger Joe is saying, pinch his Nicky's chips, Mickey.
Aye. I will.
Yeah, and then we've got what a lovely young man he certainly is.
Yes, he's got what a career that lad's got in media, by the way.
Patrick, he has. Patrick's asking score predictions. People can do it. I'm not.
No, staying clear of that one.
Yeah,
let's have him in.
By the way, at the beginning of the season, we wouldn't think we'd be signing off by saying we'll see you at Wembley, lads.
See you at Wembley,
Yeah. It's something special, isn't it? Really nice.
It's been a fantastic season, and just a shame the injuries at the start.
Yeah.
I mean, how many points were we short of the playoffs? About 11 by the finish of the season.
Hey, and by the way, I'm not want to finish on a negative, but, you know, the news about Pi at the beginning of the week was...
Yeah, obviously we didn't touch on that. Obviously recalled and put into the Stockport squad for their playoff campaign. But of course, I mean, let's have a little, you know, in respect of Kenton's back as well. So that's a good thing. He played in the behind doors closed friendly where they played the Universities England side, 1-4-1. Apparently it was a very high tempo first 45 minutes and then the rest was just... get through it, sort of thing, no injuries, but they look good and they made it happen. And we've got look out for you, the Green Man. Oof, God, I didn't like
get this. In, Dula.
Christopher Stories put 2-1 after extra time, didn't put us through that. We've got make sure you do live so I can see from Cyprus. We are doing it well. Put some pictures up. That's what you need to do, lads, on social media. 3-1 to Gator, says Trina. I'll snap your hands off now.
Trina, if it is, pet.
What does that mean?
If it is,
I'm not going to make any bold statements about what I'm going to do because he still hasn't done his.
He's getting down on bended knee if it's 3-1. Right, easy, on that note. We're doing a live wedding on the podcast next year, people.
Yeah.
Right. On that note, lads, it's been an absolute pleasure. We'll reconvene, hopefully, at Wembley. But if not, we'll reconvene next week when we sit back, take it all in, talk about what was and what happens, and enjoy it. And everyone that's listening, also, quickly before I do that, hoodies, polo shirts, T-shirts, mugs, hats, replica shirts, still available. Come down to the shop tomorrow, 4 to 7, and Friday, 1 to 7. So there you go. Get that done. And, as I say, it's been a pleasure, lads. What a sleep.
Great show.
What a way to end. What a way to end.
See you on Wembley.
We've got Wembley to go, and then what we're doing, one more show after that.
Yeah, we'll do one more. Unless there's signings and things like that, we'll do that. And
we'll have to have a recap on Wembley, won't we, really?
We've got a t-shirt challenge pending. I don't know what that is off Charlotte. I don't think you'll be able to swap shirts from Charlotte. It's not going to fit them. It's not going to fit
them. Dave, if you actually read that message correctly, just go back to that message for last one. Just read it very carefully. It says T-shit.
Charlotte? I know you want the league when you pass the ladies, but you don't come on here and start swearing.
What is this? She's probably still drunk. Because they won the league, didn't they?
Enjoy Sunday, lads. Great show.
Congratulations, by the way, Shaw.
Yeah, everyone there. Yes, big congratulations to Charlotte. And she's going 1-0 gated. I've got Dave, when are you doing the Daniel Craig? I was actually planning on
when before next Thursday.
Right. Before next Thursday, you see, it's in Trafalgar Square. Right, on that note,
Thames next to Westminster.
Yeah, that's well, Wembley. Here we come. There's we're going to end on that one.
Yes,
so
well done.
Here we come.
We'll see you after Wembley, and fingers crossed.